Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to have fun with Dan Lanning audio in our next segment.
Mm, that is fun.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
We also have fun with other sports audio coming up. So if you like audio, you came to the right place.
Well, we've already given you the Miami Vice and Baywatch theme song and Dan Lanning audio. I mean, come on. You owe us extra for that.
High production day, baby.
Yeah.
We do take tips.
I don't think we can.
Actually, on YouTube.
You tip on YouTube? I'm going to do an OnlyFans.
Yeah, you can do memberships on YouTube. We can start a, like, 105 One the Fan Patreon. That you just put, like, a... Seriously, you can put, like, a 105 The One, like, Venmo QR code out there.
We can
take tips,
I'm
going
to start doing a tip thing. And if you like what I did on a show, I'm going to ask for a buck. We'll see what happens. And then I'll host the end of the year, I'll host a listener like party. Whatever money we raise, I'll go blow it on a bar tab at Jerry's. Anyone that wants to show up, we can drink for the amount that we've accrued over the year.
Well, we've got the rankings, the college football playoff rankings, and I'll spare you the rankings and I'll just give you the bracket. That's way more fun.
Okay.
So now it has shifted. So next week, we get one more rankings, I think, and then they put out the final one on December 7th.
Yes.
After the championships. So now we've got Tulane as the 12 seed, taking on 5 seed Texas Tech in Lubbock. the winner of that would play Georgia. Then we have 9 seed Notre Dame traveling to 8 seed Oklahoma.
That's a rock fight and a half.
With the winner of that playing Ohio State.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it has shifted. Alabama is the 10 seed still. They were last week.
Yep.
But they were playing at Oregon. This week, they are playing at Ole Miss, the 7 seed. And the winner of that would play Indiana. And Oregon has moved up to 6. And right now, they have them playing Mario Cristobal and the Miami Hurricanes at Autzen.
But what's interesting here is...
And the winner, by the way, would play Texas A&M.
So that's actually not a bad path for Oregon.
Way better path.
It is almost an impossibility that that can stay.
Well, I don't think Miami's going.
Well, no. Miami is going to get the heave.
So the 11 seed is going to most likely be the ACC champ.
Yeah.
And that's an even easier game.
You want to be the 6 seed. If you're Oregon... Stay right where you're at.
Because you know what I think is going to happen? Well, maybe not. What I was going to say is, yes, I don't think Miami... I mean, there's an outside chance Miami makes it.
The things that have to happen... This is. Have you seen the scenarios for Miami to even make the ACC title game? It's brutal.
Well, they've already got one of them checked off. Because Pittsburgh beat Georgia Tech. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right now, they only have Miami in there because of the highest ranked ACC team.
But they will not... Most likely not play in the ACC title game.
Can I just say this real quick?
Yeah.
Here on the Sports Talk Radio show that we host here on The Fan in Portland. I think it's kind of crappy that Oregon, and this is not coming from an Oregon fan, because I want to see them play Alabama. I want to see them play Notre Dame. Yeah. I want to see them play Mario Cristobal in Miami. I would love to see any of those games at Autzen Stadium. I think it would be epic. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of crappy that they may host freaking Virginia.
So more than likely, if everything were to stay put, you would get SMU or you would get Virginia.
Get out of here.
But
that's easier game. I get it. If you're a Duck fan, you're probably rooting for that. I'm just saying as just a fan, mm-hmm. I want to see Autzen getting Kalen DeBoer in Alabama.
Well, the last couple weeks we had DeBoer or we had Marcus Freeman in Notre Dame, and those are like...
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. Alabama, Notre Dame, or Miami. Yeah. Any of those three I think would be epic. Because Miami's really good, and it's the crystal ball thing.
Yep.
But yeah, Virginia SMU?
Although, you know, that's as far as the path goes.
Yeah, but I don't think A&M is going to stay three.
Probably not.
That's the thing.
Probably not.
I am of the opinion that Texas is going to beat Texas A&M, mm-hmm. and I don't think Texas A&M will be the three seed. Who will it be? It will be whoever wins. No, actually, the three seed is most likely going to be whoever loses the SEC title game or the Big Ten title game.
Yes.
It very well could be Indiana right there.
Well, it very well could be Ohio State.
If they lose. But see, I think they beat Indy. I'm just going off of what. Yeah, I think Ohio State beats Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and they are the one. Whoever wins the SEC is likely the two.
Mm-hmm.
And the three is, you know, I guess maybe A&M, because if A&M has a one loss, they don't play in the SEC title game. They're just a one loss team. They could still get a bye, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm not a huge believer in A&M, and I'm not sure that when the dust settles, they're going to be the three seed.
I just think the one thing I'm taking out of this is if you're Miami or BYU, you're kind of cooked. With the exception of BYU beating Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game, which...
Well, at least BYU has the opportunity.
They have the opportunity.
It's in front of them.
Which, by the way, that'll be really interesting because, like, if you're Alabama, so you're Alabama sitting there at 10 right now, and you're, like, you think Alabama's safe as kittens, but if BYU finds a way to beat Texas Tech, you don't have one, but you probably have two Big 12 teams in there. And that could eliminate, because 12 is automatically going to have to go to one of the, you know, the Tulanes of the world or North Texas. That would be that would be disastrous, because then at that point, you know, do you keep a 10-2 or I guess it'd be 11-2 Texas Tech team out for losing the title game? No, you wouldn't. Just like you didn't last year with SMU. If you're one of those SEC teams sitting at 10, which is Alabama, and by the way, the College Football Playoffs, dreaded scenario. You imagine having to put BYU and Texas Tech in over Alabama, but that's essentially what you would have to do if BYU were to find a way to beat Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game. You could have Texas Tech, BYU, and Tulane, and Alabama or like Notre Dame could find their way.
Well, that kind of happened last year, didn't it?
Yeah, that happened last year.
I mean,
that happened to Alabama.
That's essentially what happened.
Alabama and Miami could get jobbed over twice by the crappy ACC and the crappy Big 12. Which, look, I think it would, I would love to see BYU in there, but the idea that BYU belongs in there over Miami or Alabama is absurd, but that would be a real thing that could happen that could throw a huge monkey wrench. But everyone else in there is basically safe. Georgia's safe. Ohio State's safe. A&M, Indiana, Oregon. Like, even if Oregon loses to UW, fine. You're in. Most of those teams have already punched their ticket at this point. It's just seeding. But I would assume Alabama and Miami are the ones that are sweating this out a little bit to see kind of how this all plays out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.